They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through again today. With me is a returning visitor, and this is going to be a great story, because when we talk about what we're going to talk about, you're going to go, really? Somebody does this? And yeah, they do. Her name is Casey Riley, and Casey is part of the duo that is the Fat Plant Society of Kansas City. Casey, welcome back to the NewsHour. So good to talk to you again.
Likewise. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, this is such an interesting story. You and your husband, who have traveled the world, as a matter of fact, and settled in Kansas City, and now you've started this design-build company that revolves around moss. And I want to make sure people understand what I just said. Moss.
The green stuff.
The green stuff that grows like in forests and stuff. Tell us about the genesis of this, and then we'll get into some specifics. How did this all start?
We were very fortunate. Of course, my husband, Morton, has an affinity for plants, and he has an incredible green thumb. And we were living in Copenhagen, Denmark, when we decided that maybe it was time for us to finally begin our own company, both of us feeling passionate enough about it. We returned to Kansas City because of lots of connections here, and we still owned our house here. And we were fortunate enough to have a client walk into the nursery one afternoon and ask about moss walls. He had been to Spain and had seen a moss wall in Spain and was asking. We knew about them, but we had never actually worked directly with moss. And he asked us if we would be willing to entertain the developing a moss wall for his new restaurant. And the immediate answer was yes. Never afraid of a challenge and always anxious to learn something new. And both of us being, autodidacts and feeling very strongly about learning by doing, we quickly jumped in. And I'll spare you the details about the process of finding, sourcing the moss and how important that is to us. So fast forward to landing on a wonderful moss provider that provides us with moss that is grown here in the United States, in the forests of North Carolina, Kentucky, and in Florida. There are companies overseas in Europe that do moss, and I will cop to my American bias when I tell you that I personally think that American moss is just a little sturdier, a little stronger, and a little bit nicer looking. I'm not in any way derogatory about European moss. There's just a slight difference. So the moss that we find in North Carolina and Kentucky is then sent to us, and we clean it by hand, and we apply each little floret by hand. And we were fortunate enough to have built a 30-foot long, 4-foot wall, 30 feet long and 4 feet tall. That wall went into Hogshead, Kansas City, a restaurant on the Country Club Plaza back in 2017. And one of the things that Sean McClenney, the owner of that restaurant, was trying to achieve was not only an aesthetic appeal, which obviously a green wall of that size provides, but also he wanted something that would dampen noise. The bank of booths in his restaurant sat directly opposite an open kitchen. And obviously an open kitchen is going to put off a lot of noise.
Sure.
What was wonderful about the restaurant was that when you were sitting in those booths, you essentially couldn't hear the kitchen because that moss is just gobbling up all of that sound. And as a maintenance-free product, meaning it doesn't need any watering and it doesn't need any misting, it's 100% biodegradable and natural, it's a wonderful way to introduce greenery into a space that might not otherwise be able to sustain greenery. And then, of course, there's the lack of need for water, which is another sustainable aspect of the product.
Fascinating. It really is. And there's another benefit that I think people should know about, and that is the ability for moss to absorb toxins, for lack of a better word. Is that right?
That is. It absorbs also organic compounds in the air. So when we, and thankfully in the past couple of years, biophilic design as a concept has become more and more prevalent. And biophilic design, of course, is introducing what we find in nature into our living spaces, you know, bringing nature, the simplest way to explain biophilic design is bringing nature indoors. So as a biophilic design material, moss is unique because it is so porous. It gobbles up those volatile organic compounds, things like formaldehyde that plastic puts off. I've also found as a wonderful benefit, it absorbs odors, but does not retain them. So, you know, if you freshly painted a room and then you hang or you install moss, that moss is going to reduce that smell of paint and essentially make it disappear in a couple of days. But the smell will not live or reside in the moss. The moss, you know, as a natural product has this wonderful, it always smells exactly as you would expect it to smell, which is just like standing in the middle of the forest.
It is just an astounding business, and one that I know people that are listening to this right now are going, really? Moss on walls? And you do this for homeowners, I know, by looking through your website. And we will have a link, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, to the Fat Plant Society website up on the radio blog. But you do this also for lots of commercial use, such as restaurants, and it makes perfect sense. Tell me just briefly, how did you land on the name the Fat Plant Society?
Fat Plant Society was born out of a number of different ideas, but essentially it had to do with succulents. My husband has we both have a strong affinity for succulents, cactus and succulent plants. And those are called, succulent is Latin for fat plant. As we moved into moss, we thought, well, moss is also a fat plant as well. And it just seemed to fit what we were doing. But the societal aspect of it, the reason we keep that society at the tail end is because we really wanted to build a business that was inclusive, that was humanistic, and hearken, I suppose, to some of the botanical societies of the early 1900s. I don't know if you know, for those of us that enjoy history, in the early 1900s, there were lots of societies and plant societies were one of them. And so we wanted to hearken back to that and address the notion of community and the human aspect of it.
Our guest is Casey Riley. She is part of the duo that is the Fat Plant Society based in Kansas City, Kansas, but you're in Missouri, correct?
We are, but you're absolutely right. The workshop is actually in Kansas City, Kansas. We our home is literally two blocks off of the state line, so wow. I can straddle the state if I want to.
I understand. Let's turn the page and talk about who would be your primary business targets. I mean, who we've talked about restaurants, but I suspect that there might be folks out there that are reclaiming old structures and doing work in construction that, you know, LEED certified stuff is a big deal and has been for a long time. Would that also be part of the magic for the Fat Plant Society?
Absolutely. And one of our first clients shortly after we installed in the restaurant is a company here in Kansas City called Rosen Preservation. And Elizabeth Rosen has a team of all women architects. They are a wonderful group of women, and they work to preserve buildings historically, obviously taking great care to preserve any historical aspect of the building, but also working to be well certified and LEED certified whenever possible. And she contracted us to do a number of frames for her offices. So any business that is looking to demonstrate their sustainable ethics and their sustainable ethos would be ideal for us. I would also say that companies that are looking to court millennials and the generation following millennials, one of the things that we see again and again is that young people are looking at companies and examining the perks and benefits yes. and the environments of those organizations as much as they are examining the people for whom and with whom they will work. So I know that there are a number of companies that have gone to great lengths to ensure that their office is welcoming and happy by providing plants, which is, and again, we love all things green, plants everywhere. They're wonderful. And adding that moss wall would be another way to court and appeal to millennials and younger than millennials entering the workforce, because it gives them, I think it gives them confidence that the employer cares about them, cares about their well-being at work. And many folks from that generation are aware of the fact that greenery and bringing nature inside not only makes the place a little bit more pleasant, it actually makes them more productive. In biophilic design, we talk about the concepts of openness versus refuge. And we actually aren't that different from animals. When I watch my cat maneuver in the backyard, I find that he always rests or naps in a place that is refuge. So he's got his back covered by some greenery or a plant that backs him up so that he feels safe. Well, we humans are very much the same. That's why we are so hardwired to want nature and to feel better with nature in view. It demonstrates those concepts of openness and refuge. Being able to look up at a moss wall while you're working gives your brain a moment to relax. It reminds your brain of where who we are and where we come from, which is essentially from nature. And I think it also reminds us that nature knows a lot more than we do and probably always will.
A fascinating business that you have. It is the Fat Plant Society. Our guest is Casey Riley. I want to get into some specifics about what it is that you do, Casey, if we can. This sounds... How much work is involved in maintenance of a moss wall?
That's the wonderful part. And that's the part we find ourselves explaining again and again as people look at us incredulously. There really is no maintenance required. The moss wall doesn't need any watering or misting. We like to say the moss is neither living nor dead. It's merely dormant, meaning it's been preserved using a natural paraffin process. And the color remains fast because of a natural vegetal dye that the moss is coated with. So it will retain its lush green texture and color for a minimum of 10 years.
Wow.
We have recently developed a natural spray that will enliven, refresh a wall if need be. We do advise clients not to put a wall in direct sunlight because it can fade just like a rug, whether you have a Kellum rug or a brightly colored rug. If you place it in front of the sun, it's going to fade. The moss may do the same. And should that happen, we use that same natural vegetal dye just to bring it back to life and liven it up a little bit. So while we say that it will remain color fast for 10 years, really it's indefinite because of our recent development of this wonderful spray that we use. We do like to advise clients to install with humidity levels of at least 35% or higher. And as Midwesterners, we all know how cold it can get in the wintertime. And when we get to those low, low, low humidity levels, we find that the moss does get a little bit, I don't want to use the word brittle, but it does get a little firmer. The brittleness in and of itself is not a problem at all, because when the humidity level rises, the moss naturally absorbs that humidity on its own and returns to its soft, lush state.
Interesting stuff. It is called the Fat Plant Society, and they're based in Kansas City and doing work all over. I got to say, so when you are first explaining your business to somebody who is not knowledgeable of this, are they incredulous? I mean, they go, what?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Of course.
and particularly, and we've talked to a number of architectural firms. We did a lot of lunch and learns with architectural firms, and we are beginning to meet with contractors as well. And at first, you know, it's there's some dubiousness, I think.
Sure.
But we bring samples of our work wherever we go, and we find that if people are able to touch the moss, and because it's very forgiving, it is so forgiving as a design material. When we install panels, we can install them directly onto a wall with four screws and washers, and then the moss just covers those washers and screws right up. So having folks touch it really seems to drive the point home, really seems to aid in their understanding of what it is and how it works and how effective it is at absorbing VOCs and dampening noise as well.
Good stuff. Casey, thanks so very much for spending some time with us again. And full disclosure, ladies and gentlemen, Casey sent me a small sample of the Boss on what I guess would have been a refrigerator magnet. And it's in my office on the refrigerator. And every time I go there, I look at that, I go, I got to get Casey back to talk about the Fat Plant Society. And of course, then by the time I leave that portion of the office, I forget about it because, you know, I'm old. but it's still green. And that was at least 2 years ago.
Yes, at least. Well, I'm happy to hear that you like it. We'll have to send you a little bit more moss for your collection, Michael.
It is the Fat Plant Society. Our guest has been Casey Riley, part of the dynamic duo that puts this together. And yes, we will have links to their website up on our radio blog. Casey, thanks so much for spending some time with me. I really do appreciate this.
I can't thank you enough, Michael, and can't say enough about what a wonderful program you provide for all of us.
Yes, see what you learn here? That was Casey Riley from the Fat Plant Society. And, of course, we will have a link to their website up on our radio blog. Make sure you go and check out those beautiful photographs of moss, well, walls. It's just really an amazing story. Enjoy. Well, that's a wrap for today's edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us associated with this daily project, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Casey Riley, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.